Mohawk Nation News. The Pope acknowledges church schools committed genocide. Audio. On Saturday, July 30, 2020, Pope Francis admitted the atrocities that were perpetrated against the indigenous people. He said, "Yes, it is a genocide. Yes, yes, clearly. You can say that I said it was a genocide," the Pope said. Guilt falls also on the Canadian government, which funded the carefully planned genocide. All control of occupied Turtle Island, referred to as Crown Land, now reverts back to the original owners immediately. Canada, which sits on Onuarege Turtle Island, is squatting on our land. He has admitted the crime, similar to Canada admitting its abuse of Indigenous students in Indian day schools, which were also operated by the churches for the Canadian government. Looks like the black serpent went into the ocean, never to be seen again, according to ancient history of the original people. The Vatican is the world's first corporation, set up in 902 AD, at the time of the breakup of the Roman Empire into East and West. The Queen of England is the shareholder of the corporation known as the Crown. Canadian citizens are her subjects. Corporations get their IPO numbers from the Vatican, where the Crown is located. Every corporation in Canada is a sub-corporation of the Crown and will now be dissolved. Everything has always belonged to the Indigenous people. The invaders call Turtle Island Crown Land. Our sovereignty was never surrendered to anybody ever. All documents the invaders present on ownership are false. None show truthful ownership of anything anywhere on Turtle Island. So now the head of the corporation has admitted the crime of genocide on Turtle Island. The cross on Mount Royal Daganundak is the reminder of genocide and must come down immediately. It's a symbol to the Indigenous people, like the swastika is to the rest of the world. The great Johnny Cash sings about government and church-style Indian school days. From the government, from the Indian reservation to the governmental school. Well, they're going to educate me to the white man's golden rule. And I'm learning very quickly, for I've learned to be ashamed. And I come when they call Billy, though I've got an Indian name. And there are drums beyond the mountain, Indian drums that you can hear. There are drums beyond the mountain, and they're getting mighty near. And when they think they've changed me, cut my hair to meet their needs, well, they think I'm Indian, or Indian, quarter blood, or just half breed. Let me tell you, Mr. Teacher, when you say you'll make me right, in 500 years of fighting, not one Indian turned white. Tukinigu, Nyaozi Zwadahum Sadeh.